What is the Lansing area's future transportation need? Three times this week, that's been the topic of public forums in Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. The Tri-County Regional Planning Commission is holding a fourth forum this evening in Lansing. And transportation is one of the commission's top responsibilities. It ensures that a federally mandated planning process is used to determine future projects, and this week's meetings are part of that process. Tri-County planning officials say its regional 2040 plan will identify how nearly $4 billion in transportation funding will be spent in the three counties over the next quarter century. To discuss the plan and some of the ideas being put on the table, Current State welcomes Susan Pigg, Executive Director of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, and Julie Powers, Executive Director of the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council, or MIDMEAC, I'm told. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan, tell us, if you could, at first, a little bit more about these public forums. Topics and ideas raised at the gathering could find their way to Mid-Michigan's future transportation system. How?
Well, we maintain a list of potential projects throughout the region that would be eligible for federal funding, and we explore and balance how those will be done and when they can be done based on what federal funds we can match with local funds and complete projects in the area. And so we need to maintain or develop a really good list with foresight as to what we will want in the future for transportation. And so we go through this process every 5 years where we revisit that list, that plan, that overview of what we would like to see and what we need in terms of transportation in the region. And this is an opportunity now for the public to revisit the list and to talk about the different projects and to talk about their transportation needs in the region.
You've held three forums already this week, and what's come up at those?
You know, this is the second set of three forums, so we started in June with three other forums. We hold them across the three-county region and in the city. People are bringing up the issue of maintaining the current road system that we have, of improving or expanding our what we call non-motorized or bikeways and pathways, walking and biking areas. They're talking about the importance of integrating our transportation network so that when you get off of a plane, you can get on a bus or walk to a place or get in your car easily and then drive your car to some place where you're going to ride your bike to. So we're looking, that's what we're hearing from the public, is a better need to integrate our systems as well as maintain the ones we have.
Julie Powers, you've made contributions to some of the gatherings this week representing the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council. And what are your group's transportation priorities for this?
Our priority will always be green transportation, which is a broad sort of umbrella statement, which means that we're primarily interested in public transportation options, as well as that connectivity that Sue was talking about, making sure that we have connections between public transportation, walking, and biking. We want to make sure that folks can get where they want to go using multiple modes of transportation. And then, of course, personally, I would really like us to keep our roads in good shape as well. But we are very excited to see the community involvement for the forums, both back in June as well as this week. It's great to see folks from all different walks of life, from different communities, sharing their ideas. And it's also, for the most part, there's concurrence on what the priorities are. Any project that involves bike lanes, making intersections more ADA compliant, and then anything that involves road diets, traffic calming measures, making speeds maybe a little slower, or things like that, safety concerns seem to be very popular with the community. And it's great to hear that they have folks have a chance to share their vision and hopes for the future. And it's also neat to see that in 5 years, new ideas can pop up, new needs. And so that's been a really great opportunity for folks to see emerging needs as things change in our region.
Our guests are Julie Powers, Executive Director of the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council, MIDMEAC, and Susan Pigg, Executive Director of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. And we're talking about the public forums, talking about the future of Mid-Michigan transportation, and those wrap up tonight in Lansing. Susan, advocacy groups like MIDMEAC typically attend these forums. How deeply into policy do these gatherings go? Do average citizens ever have a little bit of trouble following the language and the discussion?
You know, the discussion does not dive all the way deeply into policy. It really is meant to be a public conversation, one that anyone in the community can participate in. We all use the transportation network, and we want to hear from and learn from the people that are using the transportation system in our area, what their concerns or needs are. So we're not trying to be exclusive or too complicated about all of this. It's really quite simple. The procedures that we use for these meetings are very inviting to general public. You do not have to be an expert. If you have walked, biked, driven a car, or ridden a bus someplace in this region, then you are more than qualified to participate actively. We lay out sort of a background or overview of the transportation planning process that we use in this region that's federally designated. We talk a little bit about how transportation is funded and who does what, just a little bit. And then we actually lay out different possible projects that have come up or been suggested in the past and ask people what they think of them. And they use an anonymous voting or polling system, sort of like that TV show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It's just like that. And then you can see the results of what the group has said, and we collect all of the information. It's anonymous, but we collect the feeling of the group, the opinions of the group on these transportation topics.
Earlier this year, the Michigan Avenue, Grand River Avenue charrette process concluded, and a final report was submitted with ideas for the future of Michigan and Grand River between the Capitol and Meridian Township. How much overlap is there between this week's forums and that project?
There's quite a bit of overlap, as there should be. Transportation planning is not a one-up kind of a deal where you just decide once and then it's that way forever. This really has to be an evolving conversation, a discussion. The charrette's planning process gave everyone in the region a really intensive opportunity to participate hands-on with some detailed discussion about a specific roadway in our area, that Michigan Avenue, Grand River Avenue corridor. They actually looked precisely at the corridor from the Capitol building all the way out to Weberville, which is the edge of our legal area or region. Mm-hmm. So that was one kind of a process, one kind of a visionary approach to deciding what we would want to see in the future that included housing and parks and business development all along that corridor. This focused project now is really to hear specifically or focus the conversation specifically on transportation, because that's what's required of us to continue our eligibility for federal dollars.
From the federal government's perspective, these public forums, this public process is really central to transportation planning. Why is it important?
Well, the federal government requires us to maintain these foresighted plans, these visionary plans or impractical plans, because they have to be constrained financially as well. But they require us to do that in order to be eligible for federal funds. So that's a very practical reason. Not Tri-County is not eligible for the funds per se, but all of the municipalities and the state agencies in the area that work in transportation gain eligibility to access federal and state dollars through this process by having a good plan. And the federal government in MAP 21 legislation is very specific about the importance and the critical need for the public participation. We need to demonstrate that the public has been actively involved in developing our transportation network.
Julie, does MIDMIAC have policy priorities outside of transportation? And if so, tell us what some of those are.
Sure. Our big policy priorities are around land use, effective use of land, sustainability practices, and then river protection. So I've actually been on this show before talking about the Red Cedar watershed. But I want to jump back just for a minute, though, and talk about public participation, because it's a project that I've personally been involved in and our organization's been working on for the last couple of years. We talked about the charrette's process that we went through for the corridor project. We did an absolutely unprecedented effort to get people involved. And what we know and what we've learned is that the more people who come and share their thoughts, the more likely we are to get better plans. because as good as our planners are and as good as our regional oversight organization is, you can't beat the voice of thousands who come together and look at pictures and draw and put sticky notes and prioritize and use the clicker and vote. That human touch on these plans and ideas and dreams for our region, it means that everybody from little kids to seniors to young families to business developers are in the room going, hey, yeah, we all want this thing. And there's a lot of energy behind that and resources. So I can't speak highly enough about the importance of public participation. And the other thing that one of the big policy priorities that my organization has been in support of is the Complete Streets project. Complete Streets, Lansing actually is the first city to have adopted it in 2009. We helped on that effort. And then the state of Michigan adopted a Complete Streets policy in 2011, which means that we have to take into consideration the needs of non-motorized transportation users when planning transportation projects. It doesn't mean that we have to go back necessarily and retrofit anything, but when new projects are developed or redevelop, you know, rebuild, we need to take into consideration. And I will say that this plan that's been presented, the 2040 plan, is absolutely is emblematic of the Complete Streets Ordinance. And I'm very excited to see that. And I was clicking the highest rank on all of the all of those non-motorized transportation plans.
So. Gotcha. So Susan, once the forms are complete, what's next? When does the regional 2040 plan wrap up, and then what happens?
Well, we're right in the middle of this process. So we collect a lot of public input. There's opportunities at these meetings for anybody that wants to come in person. There's also opportunity to visit our website and share their thoughts or opinions about transportation. We're compiling all of this information. We're also doing some technical analyses of the different projects. We call it transportation modeling, and we determine the deficiencies in the network, which would be basically determining where there seem to be engineering flaws in our transportation network. We're conducting all of that now and compiling it into a complete document, which the Regional Planning Commission will and the public will have view of in early November, a draft. And then we go through a public process of hearings and adoption by the commission and submission to the federal government by January.
All right. It sounds like an exciting process. Susan Pigg is the executive director of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. Julie Powers is the executive director of the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council. And thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.